is Over the Garden Gate, a program brought to you by the University of California Cooperative Extension Master Gardener Program of Tuolumne County. The mission of the UCCE Master Gardeners is to provide research-based gardening information to the public. If you would like to contact our Master Gardener Program, please call our hotline, which is area code 209-533-5912. The hotline is not manned full-time, but we do pick up our messages and we will get back to you within the week.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome. We're doing a radio show with Linda Reevely. This is Debbie Powell. I'm the Master Gardener Coordinator for both Calaveras and Tuolumne Counties. Linda Reevely is a Tuolumne Master Gardener. She's also a past president. She's got so many experiences behind her. She is the founding member of our radio show, Over the Garden Gate. It was just Linda and I, but Linda has talked about many subjects in the past. But this time, Linda's going to be talking about how to prepare yourself and your house in case you have to evacuate. So hello, Linda.
Hi, Debbie. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Good. We had a bad scare a couple days ago. There was a big fire, a structure fire, probably less than a half mile from my house. We were alerted by the circling airplanes and helicopters and the numerous fire engines that went zooming up the way. Apparently somebody burned down a garage or something, but it's kind of scary and it really got me thinking about what we would do if we had to evacuate.
And I think we all have to think that way in today's climate. We all have to think that way.
I don't think any of us live probably in a place that's absolutely free of some of that danger. Witness the things that happened in Santa Rosa and some of those other communities. It's terrifying. The only thing more terrifying, I think, than losing your house, of course, is losing anyone from your family. Evacuation is how you save your life and the lives of your family and your pets. And right. Today I would like to talk to you about some places you can look for information and some of the information you'll find there and why it turns out it's kind of really important. The first thing that I would like to turn you guys on to is that there's a lot of good stuff on the internet. And since we're all Californians here, Cal Fire has terrific resources for you to look at. And you can look up Cal Fire at www.fire.ca.gov. And they have a program called Ready for Wildfire. It has three booklets, or you could download it as one booklet. They're called, cleverly enough, Ready, Set, and Go. And they are really well done. They're just simple booklets, a few pages each, but the information is well presented and it really helps you to understand what you need to do and how you need to think about your property, your home in the event of wildfire. So I think you should look at those really first. I like Ready, Set, and Go, but today I really want to talk a little bit more about Go than I do Ready and Set. I'd like to do future shows on Ready and Set and how to deal with it. So when we talk about evacuation, there are three levels of warnings that you will receive. And in order to receive them, you actually need to be either signed up to get those evacuation warnings, or someone will just come banging on your door. It's probably more sensible to be signed up, don't you think?
It sounds, that sounds a lot easier, but how do you sign up?
Well, if you live in Tuolumne County, you want to go to www.tuolumnecounty.ca.gov and look up OES, Office of Emergency Services. You will see at the top of the screen something called Everbridge. Click on Everbridge and it will lead you through the process to sign up your home phone, your cell phone, your computers, any device you have for getting information. They can make a link for, and in case there is an evacuation in your neighborhood, they will take care of that. If you live in Calaveras, you want to go to oes.calaverasgov, all one word, calaverasgov.us. They, on that site, they too have the Everbridge sign up. So first thing today you want to do when you get off this call or this radio show, please take a moment to get on your computer and sign up for Everbridge, because that way you will be notified in case there's something for you to be worried about. Does that make sense?
That sounds great. That sounds perfect. But Linda, how are they going to notify you? Are they going to call your house, or, you know, how is that?
They will call all your devices pretty much at the same time.
Okay.
It's electronic, and it will say an evacuation advisory has been declared for your area. Well, what does that mean? First up, what does that mean? Evacuation advisories mean you may have to think about it now. You're not required to go. It's not that dangerous, but we're thinking about your area as potentially something we might need to work on. The next kind of thing they call you and say, this is an evacuation warning. And that means that there's fire fairly close to you, or it's coming up the canyon toward you, or it's coming across the fields toward your house. We have some time, but you need to really get your stuff together and be able to get in the car. And then there's an evacuation order. And when we get to evacuation order, that's go now. And that often will involve a county sheriff pounding on your door and yelling at you. And some of us are, you know, older people. We don't like people yelling at us and telling us what to do. But in this case, this is the law. You are required to evacuate at that point. This is not, oh, I'm going to hang around and spray my house with the hose time. This is, these people who are experts in this are telling you to get out now. Some steps that you need to take to help you be prepared in order to be able to do that. And none of it's very difficult. You know, the hardest thing for me is sorting my stupid photos. The rest of this is essentially really, really easy.
Well, I love easy. I mean, I love easy.
Yeah, I love easy too. You know me, I'm all for easy. So the first easy thing that you can do, whether you live in Calaveras or in Tuolumne County, is to remember that mymotherlode.com has an excellent set of pages explaining all this stuff and what you would need to know. They tell you about the radio stations that you could listen to. They list the phone numbers for the Red Cross, which I'll get to in a minute because it's pretty good too. They have mental health information in case you have great anxiety about this. There's people you can actually talk to before you really, you know, get too upset about it. Then they have an evacuation checklist that we'll go over that's really very good. I think that's really all you need to know. I mean, that stuff pretty much will take care of you.
That sounds really good.
In terms of an evacuation. The first thing that we're doing, my husband and I, is one of the first things on the list, which is create a phone list. Our first thing my husband said when I said this to him was, but I have it on my cell phone. And what I want to remind you is, if you've been evacuated, you are not going to have electricity for the most part where you are, and your phone will go dead. You need to have that on a card so the next time you get to where you can phone somebody, or you may be in the famous dead zones of the mother lode, which I live in, you want to get someplace your cell phone works, you'll have your numbers written down, and you should put your list of numbers in the car, each of your cars. You should put one in each of your bags that you would take with you when you go. Hopefully my husband will answer the phone. I'm going to ignore it.
Okay.
So there are phone list. That's what we started on today. Phone list, they say you should have a number of things on it, at things that you would think of. Each other's cell phone numbers in case you are separated from other members of your family. You should have numbers from at least one, if not two, of your neighbors, because if you get caught away from home and there's an evacuation order for your home, there is nobody home with a car. You can call a neighbor and say, could you go over to my place and get my pets, for instance, or my child, or grandma, or whoever can't get out on their own. And if you have good neighbors and you're willing to do the same for them when you're around, that could be a real lifesaver for everybody. So be sure to have neighbors' phone numbers. And then you need all the ordinary ones like the fire department and Cal Fire and all those numbers. Okay?
Okay.
And
sounds
there's
good.
There's lists online to tell you what you need. And I think that's pretty helpful. And that's where we started. We just said, look, this is something we could do today that would be really sensible and easy. And so the first part of our evacuation plan is to make our phone lists. I'm going to put them on the computer, type them up, print off a whole bunch of them, put one by the phone, and have the others ready to go in the cars and all those things. I think that's really a good idea. Now, they say you should have a go bag for 72 hours for each person. And what that consists of, there's whole lists of this stuff. You can find them online. The Red Cross has a really good one. It's called Be Red Cross Ready. It tells you the first thing that they want you to do is to be ready, but also to have a place you're going to go. Just say, Debbie, just say it's you. You and your husband and your daughters need a place where you can meet. And there should be one close to your home and one a bit further away. Usually a parking lot or someplace that's unlikely to ever catch fire.
Yeah. No, that's a great idea.
If you can't meet at home, where are you going to meet each other?
That sounds good. Hey, Linda, are you going to talk about what's in the go bag?
I am. I'm going to get there in just a sec. But I want you to know where to take your go bag. So first thing is they suggest you need to have water, enough water for 3 days for each person and each pet in your family. Generally considered a gallon of water a day per person and, a half to three quarters of a gallon for a large dog. And of course, other animals need less and smaller amounts. So the stuff you're going to take with you, bottled water works fine. Buy a couple of cases of bottled water and just keep them in the trunk of your car. Or as what we have are a couple of large plastic containers we use for camping. There's big 5 gallon plastic camping jugs that we carry water in. Those are going to be really handy for us because we'll just fill them and put them in the car or truck when we need to go. But you need water, you need food, and don't count on being able to cook anything for the first 72 hours after you're evacuated. If you don't end up in a shelter that feeds you, and not all of them do, you are going to need food. And so you can just eat crackers, cheese, you know, as long as you can figure a way to keep it a little bit cool, jerky, canned foods, that kind of stuff. You need a can opener. Be sure if you put canned foods in your kit to take a can opener. But just simple things. If you have little children, make sure you've got little children-friendly things that they want to eat, because the last thing you want is an unhappy child if you're stuck in a shelter for 3 days. The other things you would need are a flashlight. And the best call on that one I've heard, besides just the regular flashlight that you would have, is to make sure you have headlamps. You know, those silly things that go on your head? Those are apparently, one of the great lifesavers. If they were evacuating and they had to go through heavy smoke, and for some reason or another, they had to move forward on foot, because those headlamps gave them enough light to see where they were going, or fix your car or anything like that. Buy a headlamp for every member of your family. They're cheap. You can get them on Amazon for practically nothing. Last time, and when the power's out at your house, which if you live in the mother lode, it will be, these things are great. You can read with them. You can get up and wander around the house. They're just terrific. Headlamps are good. A battery-powered radio is a suggestion. And I think that's a really interesting one. They also sell hand crank radios. We looked at those on Amazon, and some of those are very clever. They have nice flashlights, and they have the radio, and they have a way to recharge your cell phone just by cranking the handle on the radio. You can charge your own cell phone. Those things are all really helpful. Something to really consider. You can buy them for about $30. And in an emergency, that could be a real lifesaver. They do AM, FM, and NOAA, the weather station. So you can get firsthand information right away wherever you are. You might get stuck in a parking lot or something. There's not a lot of radio there. So if you have your own, you're going to be in a much better shape. Batteries for everything. Flashlights, headlamps, all that stuff. Make sure you've got batteries. Be sure if you're taking your cell phone, and you probably will, to take the chargers. And it's always good to have a car charger. You need a first aid kit. We all need to have first aid kits in our cars. Most of us don't. I have little boxes in each of my cars that have the things that we use all the time. But that's because we keep bees, and mostly what we have in there is stuff to fix up bee stings. A first aid kit is a really good idea for everybody in their car. And it doesn't need to be big or super fancy. The things that happen to you, you bash your shin, you get a sliver, you know, they're not necessarily the big crescendo kind of items in your life, but a good first aid kit can really make your life a lot more comfortable and make you happier. You need a 7-day or longer supply of any medications you may take. I'm diabetic. I take insulin. I need to have something to keep my insulin cool for 7 days. I have a little bag that I freeze in my freezer, and I can throw my insulin in this funny little lunch bag, and it keeps it cool for days and days. Real simple. Make sure you take your meds with you. Besides, if you take the bottles, they've got your prescriptions on them, and if you get in trouble, you can get a prescription refilled from having the bottle with your name on it. Take your medications. Take your glasses, and if you have extra glasses, even if they don't work as well as your old glasses, put an extra pair in your go bag with your clothes. If you wear contact lenses, take extra contacts and contact lens fluid, because nothing more than smoke makes your eyes so sore with those contacts. You've got to keep them clean and smooth. You'll need sanitation and personal supplies. This is sort of code for you need feminine supplies and toilet paper. Now, there are plans online, and this is not a bad idea to look at, for making a 5-gallon bucket into a toilet. And I thought, the person who wrote the plan said, you know, the reason I finally came to this as a great idea was the idea that I'm not having my children poop on the side of the road. I'm going to have someplace that I can discreetly put up that they can use that makes them feel way less vulnerable, and it's not contributing to the general detriment of my neighborhood. There are directions on how to do it. It simply involves a 5-gallon bucket that you line with a plastic bag, and you can put a toilet seat on the top if you want for more comfort. The bags, you can actually buy little things you throw into the bag before you seal it up, and it turns everything in the bag to jelly, which makes it easier to toss away. Recreational supply companies who sell stuff for RVs and stuff have these little pellets. Makes it not smell, makes it just go away, just tie it up in a bag and it's gone, which is, I think, really helpful. You need a multi-purpose tool. I'm sure everyone has a multi-purpose tool. I have one right here in my desk. In fact, I have two in my desk. People give them to me for various occasions. But these have little knife blades, and they have files, and they have pliers, and they're just really handy. There's some very fancy ones that are expensive, but really the cheap ones will do most things that you need because they have a Phillips head screwdriver and a straight head screwdriver. And they're strong and they're pretty useful little items. You'll need one of those. Always throw one of those in. It's good to have one of those in your car anyway. You will need papers. And I'm going to give you some ideas about lists of papers that you need. People say they put them in an evacuation notebook. And what they do is they take copies of all their important papers and put those in the evacuation notebook. And then they take the important papers, their house deed, their trust, their passports, that stuff. You can actually buy a fireproof zipper envelope. You put the important papers in there, even when you have them at home. These things are not very expensive, and they will keep your stuff from being burned to a crisp. You will need a bill that you've received fairly recently, so kind of keep an eye out for junk that comes across in your mail that has your name and your address. And if you live in a household like I do where one person has one last name and another has another, you need each person's name that matches your driver's license to prove your address. Because when you want to go back home, the highway patrol will stop you and they will want to see evidence that it's not just your driver's license where you could be going to an old house you lived in 10 years ago, but it's really you who lives in that house now. So keep an eye out for bills. At the end of the bill, you rip the part up, just stick it in your go bag, hang on to it. And have that. You need, probably if you have any special medical information, you know, I have epilepsy or grandma there has Alzheimer's or whatever, you need to have that written down somewhere for people to be able to figure out what's going on sometimes. You know, Uncle Bob sits in the back seat and keeps yelling at everybody. Well, it's because he can't hear. See, it says right here, Uncle Bob is deaf, okay? So you might want to have the deed to your home, your trust papers, your driver's license, all of your credit cards, copies of those. Put them down on the scanner at home if you have one. If you don't, just go down to Staples or somewhere and make copies of those and have one in each of your bags. We do this when we travel anyway in case our passports are stolen. If your passport's stolen, you can get all that information right back instantly from the copy and they can take care of you. And it's important in a fire to be able to do that stuff. You will need, you will love this stuff. You need photographs of you and any children in your home. Not just the child by him or herself, but the child with the adults in the household in the same picture.
I'll be darned. Now you've got me on that one. That's a surprise to me.
Same goes for your pets. And basically it's to prove ownership. So if you need pictures of your pets, and you need to have a picture with you and your pet in the same picture. Because when you go to the corral where they've got your horse, for instance, and you say, oh no, it's that beautiful big brown one over there. There's a picture of you with the beautiful big brown horse. And they go, oh yeah, that must be your horse because you have a picture of him. See how this works?
Right.
If
I see.
You're separated from your grandchild, who's an absolute adorable person, and you have a picture of you and him together, you can show that on your phone or even a real picture, and it makes it much easier for you to get hold of the child and go on your merry way. And that includes if you get put in a shelter and your child wanders off. Apparently that just throws everybody in a complete tizzy until people show up with proper ID to claim the child. Even though he's screaming, Grammy, Grammy, please, oh, Grammy, they won't give him back until you can prove he's yours. So take pictures of your children and your pets with you in the pictures and have them with you. Okay?
Great idea.
Isn't it just fun? Okay. And do this about every 6 months. Make new pictures. Because children change and so do our pets. You need money, cash, real cash. Kind of the minimum amount of cash you need to have on hand all the time is about $200. Because at $200 will probably get you to a functioning cash machine. When the power goes down, sometimes you can pump gas, but you have to pay for it in cash. So you need some money. Cashier's checks also work, or not, you know, those traveler's checks. Those work, but people tell me that people really prefer cash anyway, so you need to have some cash to take with you.
I think you might want to check on the traveler's checks. This was years ago. I took them with me traveling, and nobody would take them.
Exactly. They're very hard to deal with. You know, right. there are a bunch of us who are my age. I'm so much older than you, dear heart, who remember traveler's checks actually worked, but they don't work very well anymore. And they certainly don't work when you're traveling. So think about having real life money. Blankets. They say you should have one blanket for each member of your family. Just simple. You don't need fancy blankets. You don't need space blankets. You need a blanket. If you have quilts that you love, take your quilts, because that way you know you'll be coming. You'll have them at least. And maps. Now we all have a map on my, I have Google Maps. I hate to tell you this, but Google Maps, as lovely as they are not terribly reliable about a lot of things. Take a real paper map with you of your area and know where your evacuation routes are going to be. If you're going down Mono Way here in Tuolumne County and all of a sudden there's a big roadblock, know that if you turn on Standard Road, you can go around Tuolumne and get back onto Mono Way further down. Have a real map of your area.
You know what? That's a great, great point. You're right. I've had Google Map on my phone fail me before.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We were in Nevada one time and we were just bored. So we did what Google told us and we went on all these roads and then they turned into dirt roads and they turned into really bad dirt roads. And then they went right up this really steep hill and we kind of looked at this and went, that's where motorcycles go up. Over to the other side.
Oh no.
That did not seem like a good idea in the Honda.
No.
It was pretty funny.
Sounds it.
If you have babies, there's a whole list of baby supplies that I'm sure all mothers know. Make sure you have 3 day supply of baby supplies. And be aware that baby wipes are still in very short supply. And that if you can't buy them, there are recipes for making them online. And you could figure that one out. Have extra keys, because nothing's going to happen that somebody isn't going to lose their damn car keys and you'll be crawling around in the parking lot in the middle of the night swearing at each other. Have an extra set of keys for your vehicles.
That's a good one, Linda, because I think we've all done that.
Oh, yeah. Or locked them in the car.
Right.
I had a period there where, you know, the AAA guy and I were getting to be really good friends. I kept locking my keys in my car when I was at work. It was just awful. There are a lot of things you consider that it would be extra. This time of year, and given our situation, I would suggest that you take extra face masks with you. A lot of smoke can be stopped by a good face mask. And if you have glasses or goggles that will fit over your glasses and you need to get out and move through heavy smoke, that can absolutely save your life because you'll be able to see at least to where the smoke is, because your eyes won't be all runny. So consider getting a pair of goggles for each person in your car or your vehicle. Now, we thought, well, we'll just get a trailer and we'll put all of this stuff in a trailer. Turns out they won't let you on the road with a trailer.
Really?
The highway patrol will make you pull over and unhook the trailer and leave it, because it takes up too much space and people do too many stupid things with trailers where they get them wedged in crosswise and stuff. Don't plan on using a trailer, because you're not going to get very far with it. Once you get to the highway patrol, they'll make you get rid of it and all the good stuff that's in it. And then they'll just send you on down the road. Plan on taking both of your vehicles if you own two, but don't plan on a trailer. In an immediate situation, when we get to that first level warning, go out to your driveway and take your cars and turn them so they face out from your house, so that all you have to do is put your stuff in them and drive out. You don't have to back up or anything. You don't want to be doing that, especially if there are fire engines coming around in your neighborhood, because, I don't know, backing into a fire engine is probably not the most politic thing you could do in this situation.
No. How about gas? How much gas should you have in the car?
It's summertime in Tuolumne County and Calaveras County. You should try to keep your gas tank full all the time.
Okay.
If you get down to 3/4, go get it filled up. Okay. You need enough gas to get out of the county and at least get to Stanislaus County, okay?
Okay.
And beyond, because, okay, like I say, if the power is off, a lot of pumps won't work anyway and you can't get gas. And having enough gas in your car can save your life, absolutely save your life. And here's just a little odd side thing. Can you drive through flames that are blowing across the road? Yeah, I've done it. You can do it.
Wow.
It's scary, but you can do it.
Okay,
I got caught in a rice field fire in Modesto one time, and it was just blowing on both sides of me, behind me and in front of me. And there was a highway patrolman standing in the midst of all this flame and confusion. He said, go ahead, you'll be fine. And I was, he was right.
But do they say keep the windows up when you're driving,
yep,
through the flames? Okay.
Absolutely,
okay.
Keep your windows up. Turn your air conditioner off, turn any fans you have in the car off, and just go. If you have to do this for a long time, eventually your tires will burn off and you will be stuck. But if you just have to get through a bit, you'll be fine and you can actually make this work. So I would like to suggest that the Red Cross Be Ready sheet is a really, really good one. They tell you all the kind of stuff that you need to know, how to do all kinds of different things. And one of the most important services the Red Cross offers, besides offering all the great services they do for people who have been evacuated, is that they have a phone number that you can phone up when you get someplace safe and leave a message that you, who you are, where you live, and that you're safe and where you are now. And your family can call that number later and get that information.
Perfect.
When they can't necessarily get hold of you, they can get it through the Red Cross.
Perfect.
And that's also how the fire department, when they just cannot figure out if they've got everybody out of an area, that's one of the ways they check.
Okay. Hey, Linda, you're not going to believe it. We did run out of
there,
time.
We
are. We're right there. So I'm kind of thinking, I'm sure you've got more information to share. We'll have to meet again.
Let's do another show on this.
Yeah. So Linda, I want to thank you so much for this. And I want to call it life-saving information. It's wonderful information that everybody should have, because this is the new world in which we live in. And we just have to know that. So Linda, thank you. We'll have you back on the show again. Of course, as always, thank you to everybody.
Thanks, everybody. It's been
You've
fun
been
talking
listening
with
to
you.
Over the Garden Gate, a program presented by the UCCE Master Gardeners of Tuolumne County. I'm Linda Reevely. Thank you for being with us. If you would like to contact us for more information, remember you can contact our hotline, which is area code 209-533-5912, or you can look us up on the kaad-lp.org website. Look for Over the Garden Gate. Thank you.